Go to the book of 2 Corinthians. I don't think I've ever taught a lesson quite like this. I know, especially at my age, I've never taught a lesson this personal. We're going to start with the Bible. I'm going to give you about four different lessons that I've learned, and they may probably not even apply to you. It's kind of almost a personal testimony type of an outline. And then we're going to end back in the Word of God, looking and applying some things to our lives. I think it'll be a blessing to you if you'll let it. 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, look at verse number 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 7. And lest I should be exalted above measures through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me, and he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in mine infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. I entitled this evening's message, Learning to Be Thankful for Things That I'm Not Thankful For. Learning to be thankful for things that I'm not thankful for. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you. Lord, you know my heart. Lord, you know my desire. But none of that matters this evening. Lord, the only thing that matters, Lord, is the truth. Lord, as the Word of God is preached tonight, Lord, I ask in a special way, especially tonight, Lord, that my mind would be clear. Lord, that the truth that you've allowed to consume me these last couple of days, Lord, that it would come out, Lord, clearly, and it would help to receive strength, Lord, that it would allow us to grow as a Christian, Lord, through even the difficult times of our life. Lord, we ask that your presence would be here tonight. Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you as I preach. Lord, would you fill me and use me as they listen, Lord, would they be yielded to you? We'll ask all these things in your name. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, when we look at verse number 7, we find an interesting story unfolding. I think that if Paul was giving a personal testimony, this would be it. Because when you look at Paul's life, you think of a man that faced difficulties. You go to another passage of Scripture, he talks about how many times he's been beaten, how many times he's been shipwrecked, how many times he's been stoned and left for dead, how many times he's been imprisoned, how many difficult situations he's gone through. And you see Paul's attitude, and you just, I don't know about you, but me personally, I'm just amazed at how one human being can go through all of that and still remain positive and turn around and say, My grace is sufficient for thee, and turn around and say, that therefore I take pleasure in mine infirmities. How in the world does Paul take pleasure in infirmities? When we look at the life of Paul, I really think that his life overall represents what the average Christian wants, to be used of God. It does not matter to what capacity. It may not be to preach. It may not be to be a Sunday school teacher. It may not be to be a deacon. It may not be to work in the church in any capacity. But I think for any individual that comes to church that's saved, they desire to be used of God in some capacity. They may not know how, they may not know to what degree, but they want their life to count for Christ. And when you look at Paul's life, I see a man whose life counted for Christ because he allowed God to use him. And when we look at verse number 7, we find the very first statement saying, Lest I should be exalted above measure. What happens by this time? Paul has penned most of the New Testament books that he would be the penman of. And if you look at the next statement, it says, Through the abundance of revelations. The Bible says that God has used Paul so much that God allowed this thorn in the flesh to be brought into Paul's life to keep Paul humble. Satan is allowed to buffet Paul, and he makes that statement again, lest I should be exalted. Paul is allowed to receive this thorn in the flesh to keep him humble so he can remain useful in that great capacity in which the Lord was using him. We find that three different times in verse number 8, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. Paul wanted to be used of God, but Paul wanted to be used of God his way. Paul wanted to be used of God convenient while he was being, while it was convenient for him physically. Whatever this thorn was, he did not like that thorn. He wanted to be used by God, and he goes to God and asks God three different times to take this thorn away from him. Paul did not realize it, but he was actually asking to take away the very thing that God would use to use him more. You see, if God would have taken that thorn out of his flesh, there's a great possibility Paul would have become proud and no longer would have been useful by God. Three different times Paul asks, and Paul receives the answer, no. And Paul gets the answer from God, says, my grace is sufficient for thee. I find it interesting that only after Paul gets the Lord's reply is he able to recognize the positive that he received through the negative experience. Paul was able to be thankful for that one thing which he was once not thankful for. He wanted that one thing to be removed from his life. But once he received the answer, he realized and he looked back at his life and he realized that the one thing that he used to be unthankful for is now the thing that is most important to him and he is most thankful for, even though it may cause him infirmities, even though it may be a thorn in the flesh. Paul wanted healing, but instead he receives grace. Paul wanted healing, but he receives humility to be used more by God. Paul wanted healing, but he was used to show the strength of God through his weakness. Paul wanted healing, but instead the power of God remains on his life, and Paul is used to serve God in a mightier way, mightier than what most any single man probably has ever been used to do. Why? Because he learned to be thankful for that thing that he was at first unthankful for. I look at my life in a very similar manner. Think that happens as you get older. As you're younger, you look back and you don't have as far to look. But the older you get, the farther back you get to look. And it allows you to be able to see in a perspective your life in a little bit of a more positive manner. And in life, as I've gotten older, I have found myself being thankful for those things that once I was not thankful for. And the very thing that I begged God to take away or to fix in my life has become the very thing that I embrace. And that it has become the very thing that I am thankful for. Frequently in our lives, there are times we go through circumstances, we go through trials, we go through difficulties that we do not humanly enjoy. But we learn to afterwards look back and find ourselves not just why we went through it, but we find ourselves grateful because of what we learned in it. Look at Abraham. Those promises of the firstborn were delayed, but when he received Isaac, the promise was that much sweeter. David, suffering the enemies and the betrayals of life, but yet his relationship with God grew closer because of it. Moses' speech impediment was not removed, and miracles became more miraculous in Moses' life because God did not remove that. He kept that infirmity there and used Moses' weakness for God's glory. You see, Jesus' Calvary said, take not this cup away from me. He wasn't asking to not go to Calvary. He says, let me make it to Calvary. That one thing that Jesus may, humanly speaking, to us he would have dreaded, became the very thing he was thankful for because it made redemption of a human soul that much sweeter. Paul's thorn in the flesh was asked to be taken away, but it made serving God that much more powerful. John, no doubt did not enjoy being boiled in hot oil and being left and abandoned on the Isle of Patmos. But it made heaven that much more real when God peeled back the clouds and showed him things that human tongue could not even speak of. You see, it's often times in our lives when we have something or we go through something that we do not enjoy. If we can get through that properly, we'll look back and realize that is the very thing I am most thankful for in my life. As a child of God, we pray. And it's our desire to get close to God. And in our answer to our prayer, sometimes God removes comforts that keep us from relying on him. So it is in those times of difficulties that our prayers get answered. And we get closer to God when those comforts are removed, and we get closer to God than we ever thought possible. That one thing that I was unthankful for, I end up becoming thankful for. Let me give you four different things in my life. These are personal. These are not something that's manufactured. This is something directly from my life, my wife and I's life. And I'm going to give you a personal testimony in a sense. And it's not going to be the same thing for you. Blessings are personal. But as I'm talking about mine, I want you to think in your life about a situation where you may not like it. Or you have come through something and you might be able to learn something. The first thing that I, when I look at my life, some things that I have not been thankful for would have been my skill set. Every boy wants to be the athlete. Every boy wants to be the quarterback. Every boy wants to be the point guard. He wants to be the 3-point shooter. He wants to be the one. He's the athlete. Every boy wants that macho masculine. I had no hope with that. I mean, I was 98 pounds soaking wet, 4'2.5", and it was no hope. And it didn't bother me much until I started getting to the age of realizing that competitive spirit in the boy kicks in, and you want to be good at everything. And it was all up here. I knew how to do it. Man, I was the best 3-point shooter up here. I was the best dribbler up here. I was the best, but when it came out here, it didn't happen. It wasn't going on. And I was so annoyed. Now, I could be the best, I could be the best hustler there was, but that didn't score points and I was annoyed. And it drove me nuts. You want to know what I was good at? Being a soul winner. Yay. I was good at being a bus worker. Yay. Looking back, that's great. It's spiritual, but I wasn't spiritual. I didn't care about that. I wanted to be good at football. I wanted to be good at basketball. I wanted to be good at something other than church. That's all I was good at, was church. That was my skill set. Related to church, I could do it, sure. Great at cleaning toilets. Man, best toilet cleaner there was. Fan, you ain't never seen a cleaner toilet. And I got done with it. As a teenage boy, I rebelled with the Lord, and I got angry at him. And I said, I don't like that. Why can't I be as all the other nations? Why can't I be like the world? Why can't I excel in something other than this? This is stupid. I didn't like that. But it now allows me to relate to that common person. I think that's why I've been able to sit down with a teenager who's not talented by the world's measure and show them in an avenue in which they can succeed. May not have been a preacher, but I can say, look, don't feel bad because you're like me. I couldn't do that either. I couldn't even walk down the stairs, right? It's okay. You don't have to be like them to succeed. You can succeed in another area. I was able to relate to the common person. It allowed me to develop a desire to help people. Whether I liked it or not, the only thing I was good at was helping people. I couldn't put a basketball through a hole if it was staring in front of me. Couldn't do much of that. But I was able to go around and do this project and that project and volunteer here and do this and do that and do that. And then I just did it. Just because that's all I could do. But now I look at it and I realize how much I've learned. Looking back, being able to help Whereas if I was good at those other things, my head would have been too big. I would have been too big for that project. That one thing that I was unthankful for has turned into something that I am most thankful for. When I look at my life, I go to the next stage, and when we got married, praise the Lord, that was definitely not a hardship, and I was extremely thankful for that. But you know, you've been there, you're newly married, and you don't have any money. And I was newly married, still going to college, and then we threw in pastoring a church, driving 2.5 hours on a Saturday after bus visiting to visit church members there, staying with somebody's house, waking up, preaching Sunday morning, preaching Sunday night, turning around, driving 2.5 hours Sunday night, going to class Monday, Tuesday, working a half day Wednesday, driving 2.5 hours, preaching Wednesday, driving 2.5 hours Wednesday night, going to class Thursday, going to class Friday, working the bus route half the day on Saturday, driving 2.5. I mean, this was, you know, where's that gas money coming from? The Lord. And it was just one of those things, you know, I looked around at those college students. You know, I would hear these great prayer warriors get their prayer answered, and God paid my bill this semester, and I received this. You know, I heard people, I wasn't going to go to college until God paid my full year. I'm a lucky dog. Why didn't I have enough faith to pray like that? You know, and I did not like that situation I found myself in. You know, it was those sacks of potatoes and the eggs and the spaghetti. You know, those things that are pennies on the dollar and you can eat for days. And then you eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And you just, that's just what you had. That's what you ate. You know, and it was, I didn't like that. You know, you're newly married, you know, and you want your bride to have all the fancy stuff. And then the car breaks down and you're like, crud. You know, now what do I do? I got to call my buddy whose heat is broke. We got to walk a half mile in knee-deep snow to get in this car that's got 3 inches of antifreeze on the floor. And we're freezing in the back seat of his car just to simply get to classes. And you're just thinking, man, boy, what a dud of a husband I really am. You know, you want so much to be successful financially in life. But you know, the one thing I was most unthankful for then became something I am most thankful for now, because it gave me joy in receiving the little things. I love, there's a statement my wife has somewhere, I think it's on the fridge, it's probably where it's at if I remember, that's where she puts things for me to see. It says, I remember when I used to pray for the things I have now. You know, I see that statement and I'm always reminded of what it was like. And I wasn't thoroughly enjoyed with where I was at financially. But it's become something that I am thankful for now. It showed me my dependency on God. As a young man, I was forced to depend on God. $100 a week, what I was making as a pastor. Driving back and forth, you know, that was barely covering gas mileage. Part-time job here, and it was just amazing. I get to the end of the month, and I say, God, these aren't my bills, these are yours. And I'd never tell anybody, and sure enough, somebody would send exactly what I needed. And it's amazing. That one thing that I wasn't thankful for at that moment has now become a cornerstone of my life that I am thankful for. Something else that I look at in my life is health. Not my own personal health, but I think of my wife's health. When we were first dating, I vividly remember getting the phone call saying, I don't know if you want to still date because I might have cancer. And I said, oh, okay, well, let's just get through this. I remember the first few years of our marriage. It was hospital bill here and going to the doctor here. And as especially as a guy that's supposed to take care of the problems, there's just certain problems you can't take care of. And watching her go through those problems, it was just difficult. And it wasn't hard on our marriage, but it was just hard to watch her suffer and for her to feel dejected, like she was letting me down. But it was amazing. That one thing that I may have been a little ungrateful for became something that has become a cornerstone in our marriage, and I am most thankful for now. You see, it taught me to be thankful for her. It taught me to be thankful to be able to come home and she was still there. It taught me to be thankful for the meals that were cooked in an extra special way. It taught me to enjoy the fact that I still had her. And it was amazing. And it taught me to love her more. That one thing that to either her or I could have been something we got angry at. Well, why does she have to have health problems? Why do I have to have health problems? Why do I got to go through this? That one thing that could have become something that I was unthankful for became a cornerstone for our marriage. And said, I am now thankful for those days. Because it drew us closer together. I remember the day we went to the hospital for my niece to be born. I was excited that a niece was to be born. But nobody knew the heartache that a young couple had. That less than 8 hours prior to that, we found out she was no longer pregnant. And after 4 months of pregnancy, after I've already lost of 2 miscarriages, the third one happened at even later in the pregnancy. And I remember going to the hospital just, you know, plastered a smile on the face and just truly, truly happy that for the moment. But just standing in that room, watching that newborn being passed around. Why? I mean, the timing couldn't have been any worse. In my opinion. And I just stood there, you know, hold it, smile, happy for you, and walk out and just... I wasn't depressed, I wasn't mad at God, but I wanted to be. And it just was difficult. And that one thing that was unthankful for in my life has become something that I've become thankful for. He's allowed me and my wife to be able to help untold hundreds of people. We've been able to sit down and put our arms around somebody and say, we don't know what you're going through, but we know you can make it through it. And we've been able to help. That has kept me focused on Him. You see, I remember the night as a young pastor looking at a church that I felt was a failure. And I got down on my knees and I began to beg God. I don't know how much sleep I got that night, but it wasn't a whole lot. And by the end of the evening, I said, Lord, you need to do whatever it takes for you to be able to use me. And I don't care what it is. And I said these words. I said, I love my wife. I don't want you to take her, but if you have to, you can. I did not know what I was praying for. I know what I desired. And at that moment in the hospital, I realized this is what I've been praying for. I am not happy for this situation. I am not thankful. But any time I am tempted to quit, any time I am discouraged, I look back at that moment and said, we've gone through too much to quit. We've been through the heartaches too much to stop now. We can't waste the heartaches. That one thing that I was unthankful for in my life became a cornerstone of my life. And it became something that I was thankful for. Take your Bibles now and look at 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. Learning to be thankful for things that I am not thankful for. Maybe 1 Thessalonians 5:18 will make a little bit more sense. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Give thanks in everything. Not just for the things that make me feel good. Not just for the things that are convenient for me. For the thorns. For the infirmities. For the persecutions. For the shipwrecks. For the stonings. For the beatings, for the times of unhealthiness, for the death of a family member, for the loss of something in your life that you hold dear. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God. You see, not only does this mean that it is the will of God that you're going through, and that's why you need to give thanks. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that agape God. Not those that verbalize they love God, but those that are love in action. To them who are the called according to His purpose. You see, it is the will of God that I am going through what I'm going through. Because it could be an answer to prayer. I said this to several men the first Saturday after the election. It was a very somber mood, and I said, have we not been preaching for decades for revival? Have we not been praying for decades for revival? Have we not been seeking God's face and begging for God to set the world on fire? We better not turn this away, because this might be the one thing He has given us to give us our answer to prayer. We need to be thankful in everything. Because the very thing that we become bitter in might have been the one thing that God was going to use to answer our prayer. Be thankful in everything, because this is the will of God. It is the will of God that you're going through. And that's why you need to give thanks for it. And it also is the will of God that you give thanks that while you're going through it. Let me make the statement. The statement will revolutionize your mind regarding the growth in the Christian life. Catch this. The will of God is progressive. You got to be 2 before you're 3. You got to be 3 before you're 4. And as a Christian, you got to grow step by step. And if you don't grow here, you will not make it to the next step. Regardless of whether you're 20 or whether you're 75, you can stay at the same stage if you never grow here. And you want to know why most people never grow as a Christian? Because they never learn to be thankful. God allows them to go through hardship after hardship after hardship after hardship because they don't learn to be thankful here so they can go to the next stage. You see, I was not thankful then in a way, physically, humanly speaking, for those financial hardships. But God allowed me to grow where I am now, I think, because I was thankful there. He's allowed there to be more joy in my life now than what there was before because I learned to be thankful. And as a Christian, you need to learn to be thankful. If you sit and stew and complain about everything that's going on in your life and you never learn to be thankful, you will never grow as a Christian. You will only be bitter. Maybe. That's why in Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 21, the Bible says, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful. You see, we use that verse to say, well, that's how homosexuality starts. No, that's how staleness in the Christian life starts. Neither were they thankful. They became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. As a Christian, you get bitter at God, and you become proud in your thinking. Well, I know better than you, God. It's not fair that this happened. I'm going to go out and make my own will happen. No. Give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God. You can't fight it. Don't let your foolish heart be darkened by worldly philosophy that says that this is happening to you and that that it is okay to do wrong. It is okay to quit. It is okay to get mad at God. It's okay to live in that self-pity. It's not. Learn to be thankful here so you can grow to the next stage. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Do not wait till the time of difficulty is over to be thankful for the time of difficulty. Live in the time of difficulty, thankful, hopeful, looking for the blessings in the trials you are facing. I've learned that I don't like the situation, the tough circumstance that I'm in, but I have learned that if I'm in a situation I don't like, there's something I need to learn. And I'm going to look for it. And what I'm looking to learn is the very thing that gets me through the difficulty that I find myself in. You will receive the strength and the difficulty, as Paul said. You will receive the help, the ability to help other people. Paul remained humble. He did not become proud. And he was able to continue to help other people because of his difficulty. And because he remained thankful in his trial. You will receive the greatest of all blessings. And that is getting close to your Heavenly Father. I love what Paul said. He said, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. That was the greatest blessing. But if that thorn would have been taken away, that power would have never rested on his life. And in your life, you need to learn that in the difficulties, to not necessarily enjoy what you're going through, but to be thankful and to look for the potential blessing in this to help those around you and to help you get through it so you don't get bitter. And you can make it to the end and look back and say, I didn't enjoy that, but I was thankful for it in the end. Tonight I've listed several things that were personal in my life that I've had to learn to be thankful for, even when I thought at first that I wasn't thankful for them. No doubt there's things in your life that as I was talking, you thought about them. Let me look at one verse and we'll be done. Look at Philippians chapter number 4. I wonder if this little nugget of truth is exactly what Paul was saying when he was used to pen Philippians chapter number 4. Look at verse number 11. This is good. This is powerful. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 11. Not that I speak in respect of want. What's it say? For I have learned. Learning is a process. It's not something that comes naturally to everybody. And as a Christian, it's not natural for you to learn from your difficulties. It is natural for you to seek pity. It is natural for you as a human being to become bitter. It is natural for you as a human being to get mad at God. It is natural for you to live your life asking why to the point where you don't do anything. Paul said, I have learned that in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I have learned to be thankful even for the things I am not thankful for. He said, in the state of going through something that is distasteful and I don't understand why I should be going through this, I can still be thankful. He said, in the state of being he said that I can be in the state of thankfulness for something that I'm going through, even though I don't understand it. He said that I can be in the state of enjoying the blessings that I've received, even when I don't see how this could be a blessing in my life. Paul stated that the blessing he received, which was the grace of God, was worth the trial. Do you really want to get close to your Heavenly Father? Sometimes we think we do, and then we're faced with a trial and we back away. And as the children of Israel were standing on the foot of Mount Sinai, as God descended down on the mountain, they said, don't let him speak to us. We're afraid of his voice. Don't be afraid of God's voice this evening, Christian. Learn to embrace the thunder and the lightning of which the form of God's voice comes. Learn to trust him and learn to be thankful for those things that might cause fear in your life. Learn to be thankful for those things in your life that might be distasteful. Learn to be thankful for those things that bring discomfort in your life. Instead of getting bitter, instead of saying, I wish I wasn't here, I wish I didn't have this trial, I wish God would remove this thorn. Learn to be thankful and find joy in the very grace that God is trying to give you. The lesson this evening was very, very simple. Learning to be thankful for the things that I am not thankful for. Every head bowed and every eye closed in your life, there might be a situation you've gone through, young person, that you do not like. I know it's hard, but learn to be thankful. Even us as Christians that have grown up in church that are mature Christians, we can face difficulties in our life and we can hold grudges and we can get a little bitter at God, but don't. Learn to be thankful.